Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. This Advent, your generosity has the power to multiply, literally. Every gift you make will be matched dollar for dollar thanks to four generous couples who believe in this mission as much as you do. The Rosary changes lives, and your support helps make that possible. Last year, your contributions reached 150 countries and countless souls. Let's build on that success this year by doubling our efforts and expanding the circle of prayer. Click donate below this episode's transcript and make your gift today. Together, we can spread the love of Christ through Mary to even more people this Christmas. So, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone here in the USA, the day that we celebrate all the good that we've been given. But isn't it amazing? Why do we tend to focus so much on danger and the negative? Our brain is wired to be hypervigilant to threats like predators and hostile tribes and kingdoms in order to survive. And this means we respond more intensely to negative stimuli, making us more likely to notice and remember bad events more than the good ones. The amygdala, the brain's emotional center, is especially reactive to negative experiences, amplifying their impact. That's why we often focus more on negative or threatening information, and it's a phenomenon well known as the negativity bias. And modern media exploits this bias. Why? Well, because bad news sells. Profit-driven news outlets bombard us with negativity, skewing our perception of the world and fueling fear, anger, and anxiety. We're constantly exposed to messages that make the world seem more dangerous than it really is, and most people are addicted to the news in some form or other. On top of that, social media encourages us to compare ourselves to others, breeding all kinds of feelings of inadequacy. And this becomes a major obstacle to true happiness. All this combines to put us in a soup of sadness. But there is a powerful antidote: gratitude. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Gratitude means not taking for granted the good things we have. Let's just take two vices, for example. Envy and greed depend on taking the good things you have for granted. It means essentially forgetting about them, so you can go after the stuff you don't have, particularly other folks' good fortune. Gratitude is one of the most central and most neglected of all Christian obligations. In fact, St. Alphonsus Liguori says that at our judgment, the second step will be when God shows us our sin, and it will be too late to say, I'm sorry. But the first step, the more painful step, will be when God shows you all the gifts we were given, and it will be too late to say thank you. So now's the time to say thank you. But to really say thank you, we have to actually think about everything God has given us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We take our blessings for granted, and then give in to vices like greed and envy and gossip, because we forget that, actually, every one of our gifts is totally gratuitous and surprising. After all, there's no compelling reason why you should have existed in the first place. There's no compelling reason why the universe should exist. So definitely there's no compelling reason why you should exist. Everything in the universe, including you and everything you possess, might just as easily have never existed if God hadn't decided to create it all. There would be less of your goods and less you if God had made different creative decisions, which he totally could have. In other words, it is objectively surprising. It is absolutely not obvious that you should have everything you have. It's not surprising that you don't have more. It's surprising that you have so much. That is the proper metaphysical perspective based on the nature of being itself. And that perspective is one that should lead to gratitude. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your... I have to stop. That is a stunning idea. That is really a stunning idea. We're so angry that we don't have things we don't have. And we fail to realize, wait a minute, there's no absolute reason why I'm even here in the first place. And I don't give thanks for that.
Which means you wouldn't enjoy those things if you had them.
I mean, that is a stunning point. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So not only is every material thing we have a totally gratuitous gift, but this world itself is only a prelude to the next world of perfect, boundless happiness. Imagine there was a huge party with kings and rock stars and billionaires, and for no apparent reason, you got an invitation to be there. And they sent a limo to your house to take you to the party, and all the while you're riding to this extravagant party in a limo, all you could do was complain about the limo, that it didn't have enough snacks, or a wide enough drink selection, or that someone you know once rode in a nicer limo. What kind of bizarre ingratitude is that? That's what it means for a Christian to be habitually dissatisfied with their worldly situation. This is actually a pretty great world, and it's just the ride to the super party of heaven. And we are awfully lucky to be taking this ride. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how regularly are you stopping to be astonished at the fact that you're alive and provided for? How often do you make an inventory of the things you have? Do you even count up to 25, for instance? Maybe you should. Chesterton says that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. So maybe as a resolution today, the day of Thanksgiving, let's take a step back, look over the whole of our life, and see just how much good overwhelms the bad, and how God has gotten you through every difficult and painful thing, and that most of what you feared never even happened. And then remember that you're in the limo to the great party of heaven. So say thank you. And actually, daily mass is the most perfect and infinite way to say thank you, because the mass in which the Eucharist is celebrated literally means thanksgiving. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you in this meditation?
It's kind of funny because it's so obvious in a way that, you know, it would make Thanksgiving a much better day, being really thankful, no matter what the circumstances. I think you have to look at life a bit like a photographer, that everything is a matter of framing. Anything could be a beautiful picture if you frame it right, instead of saying, well, it's just a bad subject, there's nothing I can do about it. How am I supposed to make this beautiful? But I think one of the things that struck me here is just really being in the present and happy with what we have, because I have suffered so deeply from the grass is greener on the other side idea. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but for a long time, that was my big struggle at parties or with a lot of people around. That no matter what conversation I was in, the entire time I was thinking, oh, I really want to go talk to that person over there. And I'm trapped here talking to this person when I want to go over there and talk to that person. I bet their conversation is so good. And then I'd get over there and I'd be like, this one sucks too. And then one day you realize I need to put all of my effort into the conversation that I'm in now and really enjoy it and really get what I can out of it and put the most into it and just be grateful that this person is here in front of me and stop thinking about whoever's in the corner of my eye that I could be talking to.
Yeah.
But gratitude and really being in the present is the most important framing that we can have in our life.
I love what you're saying. Do you think that there's also maybe at the same time a little bit of the trap of when we're just in the present, we lose the frame and we...
Yeah.
And we...
That's a good point. It's kind of complicated as a Catholic because you need to both be very present because you can only control the present, but you have to look at it in the context.
Yeah.
The context of, A, the person in front of you is brilliant, not because they're a super genius. They might be, but because God created them.
Yeah.
And because think of, as C.S. Lewis, think of, is it C.S. Lewis
yep.
or G.K.
Yep.
Chesterton?
No, it's Lewis.
Like that person, you cannot imagine. If you saw what they would be like in heaven, you would bow down before them.
Yeah.
But that moment is both more beautiful and not as terrifying in the context of heaven and everything that will come after.
Yeah. We have to keep two things at the same time. Live in the present moment. And yet have this eternal perspective.
You know what that helps you to do, though? It helps you to be attached and not be attached. To yep. appreciate without attachment.
That's it.
The true Jedi way.
To appreciate without being attached.
Yeah.
To delight without being attached.
Because it's good because you know it's given to you. But also you're not going to be as upset if you lose it. And you still know who God is in those things. You know God isn't the thing you've been given.
Yeah.
He's the one who's given it to you.
Yeah.
I feel like there are so many times that... I mean, we just went to France. And it's strange juggling this like complicated feeling of... I don't want to feel so guilty that I have this beautiful experience before me. Because it's such an honor to be there, that I don't enjoy it, but I have to be fully aware the entire time that it is a gift.
Mm.
And it has nothing to do with what I deserve that I'm there. And that makes it more beautiful.
Yeah.
And to do the most with what we've been given, because we know it's a gift, it can be taken away.
And the solution to all of our, it's just simply gratitude. But gratitude is a virtue, which means it's a skill that you have to practice.
Mm-hmm. But there's truly no better day to practice than Thanksgiving, when I think we get so caught up in what we think could be better. It can be a stressful day. There's a lot of cooking goes wrong. There's a lot of people. Some of us are overwhelmed by that many people. People are hard to agree with a lot. But if you just think of how our relationships would transform if we were just constantly thinking, I'm so lucky that I have a father. I'm so lucky that I have siblings. It's just, they're such a gift. I think of how good all of my friends are to me. And if they're not very good to you, you can think, oh, think of what an important moment to grow that I've been given.
Absolutely.
But there's something to be thankful about in every moment. And it's not in a delusional way. You're not Voltaire's Candide. You're truly grateful.
Well, God bless Abe Lincoln for setting aside this day. It's a great reminder. And why not invite the people you're with today, if it's opportune, to pray the rosary with you?
Out of thanks.
Out of thanks. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.